I'm Matt Mark Graff. This is Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm joined in the studio here by Kate Lochte and Kentucky writer James B. Good.
James, hello, and thank you for making time. I know you're having a busy day. You're going to be here at Murray State University at the bookstore this Sunday. Tell me about what's happening.
Well, I'm excited about being there. I actually graduated from there in 2011 with my MFA, so it's like going into home territory after having spent a great deal of time out there, so I'm excited about it. We have a new anthology that is published by Kentucky Monthly. It is an anthology of Christmas writing by Kentucky writers, and it's most of the material in the book has never been placed in a Kentucky anthology for Christmas material before, despite the fact that there are a couple of anthologies that precede ours. We kind of picked the fruit that hadn't been picked, and we got some good pieces that hadn't been included previously.
Well, tell me about who.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just wanted you to tell me about the authors included.
There are famous writers such as Wendell Berry, Harriet Arnaud, and others. And there are also some up-and-coming writers by the way, some of them are graduates of Murray State University, MFA program. Leif Erickson Rigney, for example. So it's a combination of well-established writers and those who are up-and-coming.
Prose, poetry?
Includes fiction, short fiction, novel excerpts, poetry, and creative nonfiction. So it crosses several genres.
James, is your own work included?
Yes, I do have some work there. I was a poet prior to having become a fiction writer, so there's some poetry there, and there's a couple of short stories.
You wouldn't happen to have anything handy to read, would you?
I don't at the moment. I'm sorry. I just don't have it with me. But I could talk about the book in general and tell you some of the pieces that are in there.
Please go ahead.
I have a Christmas piece in there that has to do with an experience I had when I was a child and going to Harlan, Kentucky. My father used to give us $5 to spend on Christmas gifts, and I decided one Christmas to give mine to a beggar who was on the sidewalk. And so the story is about that experience, having that kind of epiphany where I decided as a young man to give that money to somebody else rather than buy Christmas presents with it. So that piece is in there. And then for years, I wrote a Christmas poem and gave it to colleagues. And so over the years, I accumulated probably 24 or more poems. And so I picked a couple of those, and we put those in. The other piece that's in there that I'm really proud of is the 18th chapter of The Dollmaker by Harriet Arnaud. It's what's called the Christmas chapter of The Dollmaker, and had never been anthologized. So I'm really pleased that made the copy. And I'm also pleased about Rebecca Caudle's A Certain Small Shepherd, which is a wonderful little piece that she wrote for as a children's book. And that also had never been anthologized. So I'm very pleased that that's in there, too.
So you'll be here in person on Sunday. What time, and what will there be readings at the bookstore?
We will be there from 1 to 3, and we will do some short readings, and we'll be there to autograph the copies. Now, this is a new edition. We published the first edition last year. It sold out, and then we reissued it. Those copies have just come in. And there's very little change from the first edition to the second. There were 4 minor errors in the first edition. We corrected those. So it's essentially the same book. It's a beautiful, beautiful book.
Red leather-looking cover with gold embossing.
Yeah.
I saw it at Amazon.com. It's really attractive.
It is a very pretty book, very well laid out. It is divided into 12 chapters, one for each of the 12 days of Christmas. That's the organizing sort of mantra of the book.
Now, I'm here with Matt Markgraff hosting Sounds Good today, and he thinks that you and he were in the same class together.
That's
we
right.
We were.
Yeah, we were both
we
in
were
the same
absolutely
workshops.
Were.
Yep.
What were you working on then?
Well, James, I think we were in the fiction workshops together. My specialty was in creative writing for young people. Still working on that, by the way. But it's great to hear your voice and to hear you're coming back to Murray State.
Yeah. He was the younger one in the group, and I was the oldest one in the group. So we had quite a range of ages. I remember Mark very well, and I remember him being a great children's writer.
Well, it's good to have you two together today. And once again, we're talking with James B. Goode, who is the anthologist for Kentucky's 12 Days of Christmas. And is Steve Vest going to be here as well?
Steve will be present, and Steve was in the same class. He graduated with me from Murray and did an MFA in creative nonfiction. And another person who's going to be present is Constance Alexander, who was also in the same class. And I think, if I'm not badly mistaken, did her MFA in poetry.
But that's a pretty strong class right there.
It is, and as a matter of fact, I understand that Murray's MFA program placed seventh in limited residency programs in the United States last year. So poets and writers listed it. I know the year before last listed in the top 20, and this year listed in the top 20, and maybe I think seventh, if I'm not badly mistaken.
So maybe
it is a good
10.
Program.
Excellent.
Great program.
Excellent. So once again, drop by Murray State University Bookstore this Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. for a signing for Kentucky's 12 Days of Christmas. It sounds like a very jolly idea.